Ever found yourself screaming over spilled milk, then wondering, who am I and how did I get here? You're not alone. The parental meltdown is a universal experience that leaves us feeling ashamed, confused, and desperate for solutions. These explosions aren't character flaws. They're physiological responses with specific characteristics, intense feelings, automatic reactions, reactive triggers, and toxic outcomes, conveniently remembered as fart. Like actual flatulence, these outbursts are completely normal but can be managed with awareness. When you lose it with your kids, your prefrontal cortex, the adulting part of your brain, gets hijacked by your limbic system's fight-or-flight response. Your body floods with stress hormones, preparing you to battle a predator when you're actually just facing a stubborn toddler who refuses to put on shoes. This evolutionary response made perfect sense for physical threats, but is less helpful for today's parenting challenges. The truth is, your children are genetically, evolutionarily, and developmentally wired to push your buttons. Rather than hinging your sanity on getting kids to stop, do you really want to bet your mental health on someone who licks walls? You need to understand what makes your buttons more sensitive and how to cool them down. Takeaway: your meltdowns aren't a moral failing. They're a neurological response that can be managed once you understand the mechanics behind them. Multitasking isn't real. It's rapid task switching that drains our focus. When you're simultaneously cooking, emailing, and managing children, you're performing each task poorly while signaling overwhelm to your nervous system. This perceived overwhelm triggers stress responses, even though you could handle each task individually. Research shows multitasking increases anxiety and distraction while reducing creativity and awareness of important cues. Mental multitasking is just as harmful. Teaching an anxious child to ride a bike while scanning for dangers and worrying about their future creates mounting stress until you snap. Smartphones worsen this by constantly dividing our attention when our children need us most. Takeaway: single tasking reduces anxiety and builds confidence. Limiting smartphone use can be transformative for parenting. To stop losing your cool with your kids, three button reduction practices, burps, are essential: sleep, support, and self-compassion. Sleep is non-negotiable. Functioning on 5 hours per night impairs your judgment and emotional control. Sleep deprivation affects you emotionally, psychologically, and physically, making losing your temper almost inevitable. Think of it as parenting while impaired. Create a cave-like bedroom environment, bright and active during day, dark and calm at night. Support means having the right people around you. Your peeps are those who validate your feelings without judgment, offer help without shame, and leave you feeling calmer and more confident. If someone makes you feel confused or ashamed, they're not your crisis support person. Self-compassion isn't about forced positivity. It's recognizing difficult moments and responding with warmth instead of self-criticism. Most of us don't realize how harsh our internal dialogue is until we examine it. Takeaway: these three practices aren't luxuries. They're the foundation of regulated parenting. Without them, all other strategies will be built on quicksand. Clutter, whether physical, mental, or schedule-related, acts as a stress trigger for parents. The less you have to manage, the calmer and more controlled you'll be. Physical clutter creates constant visual stress. Too many choices lead to doubt, paradox of choice, and mental exhaustion, decision fatigue. Overscheduling stresses both parents and children, while information overload and mental clutter, including worried or judgmental thoughts, can trigger stress even in peaceful settings. Key simplifying strategies include limiting children's possessions, establishing non-negotiable family rules, saying no without guilt, restricting children to 2 weekly activities, limiting news consumption, and being intentional with social media use. While you can't control incoming thoughts, you can choose your response. Notice when your mind is misbehaving, and remember, thoughts aren't reality. Regular physical movement, seeking silence, slowing down, practicing gratitude, and conscious breathing all help maintain calm. Takeaway: Simplicity creates physical, mental, and emotional space that enables thoughtful responses rather than explosive reactions to children's behavior. Taking time away from your kids helps prevent losing your cool. You can't explode at children who aren't present, and space helps calm emotions after meltdowns. Though modern parents spend more time with children than previous generations, constant togetherness isn't ideal. Parent-child connections need a balance of together and apart time. Utilize babysitters, family members, or join a babysitting co-op. Establish drop-off playdates and embrace carpooling. When trustworthy help is offered, accept it without guilt. When physical separation isn't possible, create mental space. Either fully engage with your children or completely disengage. Teach kids to wait their turn and let them experience boredom and solve their own problems. Takeaway: sometimes the most loving thing you can do for your children is to step away and take care of yourself. Your relationship will be stronger for it. When you're about to lose control, follow this three-step approach. Notice, pause, and do literally anything else. Noticing is your superpower. Most explosions follow a pattern: trigger, transition, nervous system activation, immersion, meltdown, and recovery. The transition phase is your intervention window, when your rational brain still functions. Practice noticing during calm times to strengthen this skill. When overwhelmed, anchor yourself by focusing on something concrete: your thoughts, sensations, or breath. Pausing is the behavioral shift that helps you stay calm. It's not permanent stopping, but a temporary break with duration based on your escalation level. After noticing and pausing, do anything that will calm you, diffuse tension, and redirect energy, avoiding potential triggers like alcohol or phones. Takeaway: this method works by breaking the reactivity cycle. Regular practice helps you catch escalation earlier, making intervention more effective. After losing your cool, parents often resort to beating themselves up, overcompensating, or getting jaded. Justify, argue, defend, explain, or dismiss. These reactions don't help rebuild connection. The first step is getting calm. Wait for stress hormones to subside. Self-compassion and curiosity are your best tools here. Self-compassion creates space for better choices, while curiosity helps you see situations clearly rather than catastrophizing. Reconnecting requires a genuine three-part apology. Take responsibility, express remorse, and make a plan. Yes, you can apologize without undermining authority. It actually builds respect and models good behavior. Then reflect to prevent future incidents by examining your triggers, self-care habits, and needed changes. Takeaway: recovery isn't just about fixing the current rupture, it's strengthening your relationship and emotional regulation for the future. Remember, being an awesome parent includes making mistakes. Each calm response builds your capacity to parent intentionally. When you slip, because you will, use self-compassion as both recovery and preparation. Focus on progress, not perfection. Keep breathing. You got this.